Here we are.
Here we are again.
Oh my God. So much to cover.
I know. I feel like there's been so much going on this summer.
Like,
it's been
real life stuff, like yeah. stuff, and then like shit that doesn't matter, and it just yep. doesn't matter. Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I am joined here by Evan Rill. This is like your fourth or fifth, who knows? I don't even know how many times. Right.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Always the best time with you.
Evan is a senior TV reporter for Page Six and also a Britney enthusiast. You guys might remember him from that. And he's about to launch can I talk about the podcast?
Yeah, it just launched today.
Okay. It's called you just told me the name. It's something reality.
Yeah, it's virtual reality, which is sounds kind of cheesy, but you know, we are like giving you the tea. All about reality TV and Housewives and Bravo and all that fun stuff.
Do you think I would like The Bachelorette?
Do you know what? It's really funny you ask that, because I had a somewhat traumatizing stint working for Bachelor Nation.
That's like a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like during the Chris Harrison racism debacle. Okay. And so it was not the best of times, but So I took like a few seasons off, and I was on the elliptical the other day, and I was bored with my music. The playlist just wasn't hitting. So I logged on to Hulu and I started watching The Bachelorette. The Bachelorette, it's just kind of like doing its job for me this season. I took some seasons off, and I think it's just the girls. Cause there's this one girl, Rachel, she's like very like earnest. She's kind of like if Dina from Jersey Shore and Brittany from Vanderpump Rules had a baby, which I know doesn't sound great, but there is something endearing about her. But it's the other girl who's really doing it for me. Her name is Gabby, and she's like so sarcastic and has like the mouth of a sailor and doesn't take it seriously at all. And then there's like times when you're watching her and it's like, are you playing an SNL parody of what The Bachelorette should be? It's like, I'm just so intrigued by her. Anyways, I say give it a try.
How many seasons is it? Like, it's a lot. It's been on for like 20 years.
Yeah, almost, it's right? been a while. I think there's been 26 seasons of The Bachelor, and then of The Bachelorette, I think this is 19.
It's just not my culture.
It definitely is not our culture.
Give it a try. Maybe I'll get bored. I don't know. I don't watch like ABCs. Is it ABC?
It's ABC, and ABC reality shows are a lot different than what
I'm used to. So.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So my main thing right now in life, all I think about is monkeypox, literally.
I know. I just
the fear of it.
All like the horrifying Twitter threads and
oh my God,
how no one can like get a vaccine, and it's terrible.
So you're not because you don't. Well, congratulations on your engagement.
Oh,
first off.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Evan is recently engaged, you guys, so he doesn't have to worry about monkeypox. He is all good.
Yeah. No, not a great monkeypox concern over here. But it seems terrible for everyone who
in LA, just it sounds
wants
like
to get a fucking
terrible.
Vaccine.
And then like this CDC is like, well, first off, New York is just a fucking train wreck anyways. But then like today, literally like right before I got on here, because they kept saying like you have to get two shots to make it like actually count. And then they were like and then today they said we're going to continue with that, everyone's going to get their second shot. I'm like, okay, cool. And then today they just released, they're like, so we don't have enough, so we're just going to make sure everyone at least gets one. And I was like, they were like, it should be okay because the CDC said it's going to be okay. And then literally 30 minutes later the CDC sends out an advisory being like, you need to get two shots. I'm like, oh my God. Can
what
we just fast forward?
Show. Have you it's been like able to get an appointment?
Oh, yeah, I already got mine. But good. Who knows? Who knows what that means? We don't even know.
Yeah.
It like knows so little about. So I'm chaste right now. Chaste? Is it chaste?
Chaste? Yeah, I think it's chaste. Is it? Yeah. I don't know. I guess.
Well, these men are shit out here anyway. So I'm just like, it's just saving me trouble, I guess, in general.
Exactly. Really?
Earlier this today, I was thinking about like Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, and I was like, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, but make it gays from different US major cities and put them all in a Palm Springs house for a week. A Chicago gay, an Atlanta gay, a Miami gay.
And see how
gay.
Those like different gay cultures interact.
Yes.
I would absolutely tune into that.
I would watch that. That's a show I would sign up for.
That'd be so good. Wait, are you sad that season two is ending of Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip?
So how many more episodes do we have? Because last night I watched
the newest episode one.
Six. Yeah, but it yeah. felt, it was giving like finale. Like at the end, they were like Christmas and then, but like we have two more days, right? So it's not
yeah, it, you're okay. so right. It was giving finale. I think it's one or two more episodes. I hope it's okay. like, I hope it's two more episodes because last night.
It's 8 days.
Yeah, so I think that's like an episode per day. I didn't want it to end on like yeah. a Kumbaya Christmas note.
No, like, I want it to be as chaotic and go down in flames like I know they should.
What did you see? Jill Zarin, she did an interview with Access Hollywood. And, you know, right now on the show, it seems like her and Dorinda are good and dandy. But I guess something happens in the next like episode or two because
sure. she's talking about
I'm done with her. Really going in on her for the drinking and saying she like needs to see a doctor or a therapist and like
oh wow
yeah
not much different than what everybody else is literally telling her on the show too, so not you know.
I know, I feel like she can't admit it to herself that you know obviously I'm not a doctor or a therapist who can
yeah no
really speak to this one, but you know there's a problem like the martinis just aren't
I'm
doing their thing, girl.
I am kind of like a epidemiologist whenever I'm on Twitter reading up about monkeypox. But other than that, I don't know anything else about therapy or anything like that. But yeah something's up. I was going to say, I have some like Real Housewives of New York kind of like tea. My friend, I can't say who, but like someone that I kind of trust their source said that Real Housewives of New York Legacy is already cast, apparently. It's definitely going to be, well, what I'm told, guys. It's Tinsley, Luann, Sonia, Dorinda, Jill.
Kelly?
I heard Kelly, but that's not what my friend told me, but then someone else. So, but someone was saying that like people were asking where Ramona is. And then I think maybe she just didn't sign yet or something, or she probably wants more money.
Who yeah. And all of the like rumors that I've been hearing, yeah. All of those names have been mentioned and Ramona is never mentioned. It really feels fine with like
it. The Ramona. It would be nice era. To see it without her. It would be interesting.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need more of her.
I know. I feel like Girls Trip season one was like her swan song. Like that was all.
Yeah.
From, like that was it. Like I could not take her. I mean, the show was like all about her versus Kenya. So it's like, what would we have done without her?
Mm-hmm.
But every time she was on screen, I just wanted to like pull my hair out.
Yeah, yeah, that's insane. I have a feeling, okay, so Page Six actually reported this, that Portia, well, I guess everyone's reporting it now, but Portia is replacing Tinsley on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip 3, which I feel like probably Tinsley, she left for like quote unquote personal reasons, but I think it's because she's probably going to film the other thing. That's my thinking.
Right, because like word on the street is that they've been doing like test shoots, like contracts haven't been signed officially or been handed out, but like the girls have been like filming here and there doing test shoots, I guess just kind of like getting the
juice. But what does the show look like? Like, I mean, it's like, are we filming two different shows in the same city? What if they run into each other?
You mean like the new New York City cast and then the Legacy cast?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I feel like the direction they're going with the New York City cast, like from what I'm told, is like super, super young, like super young, super hot. We're talking about like 29, 30, like good. Like really young. So I feel like they're not like
Whitney Port in the city.
Yeah, exactly. Which I'm not mad at. I'm interested in that. I just don't know that. I mean, maybe they would run into the Christides, but like where else would they run into
them? Christides. I'm hyped for either one. I'll watch whatever. I don't care.
I'll watch it all.
Are you excited for the Ultimate Girls Trip 3?
Yeah, I am excited. Yeah. I think I do love Tinsley Mortimer. Like I'm like a Tinsley stan. Like I really just appreciate her. But I want to live in a world where Portia Williams is on Ultimate Girls Trip. So I'm not mad at the
and fighting with Candace.
Yes. I cannot wait because Candace harbors such so a villain. Much anger and resentment over the Monique Samuels of it all. And Portia, as we will recall, is really good
friends with Monique, right? Or she like commented Portia's, on it, right?
Yeah, like Portia was like very supportive of Monique during that whole
feud. Yeah, because they fight.
But Yeah, exactly.
Beat her ass.
That's the kind of girl. And so I can't wait to see how that's going to go down. There's going to be some like massive, massive fights, I'm sure. And I wonder how Giselle's going to handle it, because she did Bravo Chat Room with Portia. And I think that Giselle and Portia are pretty cool. And I know that Giselle and Candace
are not.
They're not cool?
They're not. No.
They're not. Okay. I forgot like how they
Potomac pack. I miss them.
I know.
It's been too long.
Now I'm forgetting if Candace and Giselle get along. So it's been too long.
They don't.
That'll be good then. Also, Whitney and Heather like completely fell out while filming season 3. So that'll be interesting to see them in Thailand together.
Well, I was just going to say Jin Shah, which is so ridiculous because like her and Heather Gay and Meredith Marks are like, we love Jin Shah. We're supporting her. We're going with her to court. Like they like literally flew with her to New York to support her. And then she goes into court and pleads guilty.
I know.
It's so embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. I feel like Jin Shah is the ultimate fraudster because she like frauded Meredith Marks into becoming her bestie. I love Meredith.
That's
Marks
the last time that she's gonna like be able to fucking. I would hope.
Meredith Marks is her last victim.
Like this is the last time Meredith Marks is gonna be able to be frauded by this woman. She keeps going back to her. It's like an abusive relationship.
Is
literally a sociopath to me. I just like there's something off. It's.
Well, I mean, yeah. If you're gonna like maintain your innocence this long, and then at the last minute. Like,
yeah,
like a switch like that, like that's absolutely psychotic. I wonder how they're gonna tell that story on the show. Is it because so like they filmed the majority of season 3, cameras went down, and then cameras went back up for a little bit leading up to the trial or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like, is it just gonna be like I'm innocent, and then like she pops up in a confessional, like
gotcha.
Yeah, like I don't. It's gonna be so weird.
They're gonna drag that woman.
What they should do though is the sentencing isn't until November, so I'm hoping that they like can pack in like another season.
Oh, they will.
They have the time.
Or I don't think they'll do probably another season, but they'll definitely come and check up and be like, and then this is what happened.
Do like a Teresa-esque special with her, maybe? Didn't they
do like a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, but it's just different housewives visiting her in jail?
That'd be so good. Or they could do like a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip with like. Cons like we could do Erica, Teresa,
Danielle.
There's so many. Like anyone who's had a mugshot is invited.
I love it. Sonia, there's so many.
So good. Marlo, she'd be there.
Oh my god, absolutely. I was gonna say something else about the I'm not that excited for the new season, but I'll watch it. I don't know. Just like the only one that I'm really interested in right now is Real Ultimate Girls Trip. But what's going on in like Page Six world? Like, do you have any?
Yeah, what is going on in Page Six world? Oh my god! So the biggest thing for me, like over these past few weeks, was the Addison Rae dad affair. I don't know if you.
So
heard
is
about
she
that.
Like a TikTok? Okay, so I'm not like, again, not my.
Okay, so Addison Rae, she's like one of the OG TikTok girls. She's like her and Charli D'Amelio. For whatever reason, the universe chose them to be the two basic white girls who got super famous on TikTok. So it's it's like Charli's like. The Britney and Addison's kind of like the Christina, like, you know, like very popular, but like, not, like just a little less. But I love her so much. Also, she is a aspiring pop girl. She has a song called Obsessed that is very good. I love it.
I think I've heard it.
Big fan of Addison Rae.
Doesn't hit for me. Doesn't hit for me, but.
It definitely hits for me. It hits a little too hard, actually. But I got in touch with this young woman who had a 5-month affair with Addison's father, who was still married to Addison's mother.
Oh my
and
God.
She shared with me tons of receipts, like tons of screenshots, just like weird text messages. Like he was just like,
how old is she?
She's 25 and he's 46, so like she's 25, like she is an adult. Like it's not really there's an age difference, but like in Hollywood, like that's not really the big
deal. That's not even that.
The big deal is that he like lied to her about his marriage with Sherry. Basically, he allegedly said that they maintained their marriage. They stayed married for like the sake of their family and their family's image, because when Addison Rae got famous, her family got famous too. So like her fame, her brothers and her mom and dad are like massively popular on TikTok as well. Like the dad has like 6 million followers on TikTok. So like, it's like a whole thing. Like they had a
shit. See, I don't even be on that side of TikTok. I'm over in weird food talk. Like people are like, I'm like some weird, like white woman who literally sounds black. So you never see her face. She's just cooking. She's doing like seafood boils and shit like that. And like crawfish. She's like, what you do is you mix the powder with the dinner. It's like, I'm over there in food talk or like makeup talk.
Do you know what? I should be tuning into food talk and makeup talk because it was a lot of drama.
And like gym talk.
Into. Yeah.
Like hot straight men that just work out, I guess. And then like occasionally dance.
Yeah, as well. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like that. I'm like specifically into like attachment, but it's just like, it just, you like one thing and that's all that your thing is. You know what I mean?
Everything.
Yeah. I don't like straight men, y'all. Don't drag me. I don't even like straight men. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a thing. And like I got in touch with her and she told me the whole story. And I, you know, with Page Six, it's like, you never know if like the audience is going to be into the influencer thing. Mm-hmm. And this just like went wild. Like the traffic was insane. But I think it was like less about the TikTok of it all and like more of like the story. Like this man like coerced this woman into this shady relationship. And
fucking men.
I know. He seems pretty bad too. And then what was her final straw was that he was like spotted like grabbing a 19-year-old's butt at a bar. And then she was like,
well, none of this is surprising. I mean, it's straight men. You know, right. What's crazier is I want to know the truth about Jessica Simpson's daddy, because isn't he like straight up gay on the low, right?
Yeah, it's
y'all,
like
Google Jessica Simpson's daddy, y'all. He's like, and it is the year 2024. Wait, it's not 2024. It's 2022. Sorry. I'm thinking about like elections and shit like that lately.
Oh, yeah.
I know. But like he's dressed like it's 2003 still. He's wearing like True Religions. He's got like frosted tips. He's got like you know what I mean? He has like a pool boy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind, right?
Yeah. Okay. So just speaking to his style, I think, that, you know, he's embracing his authentic self later in life. And I think when he really wanted to embrace that part of himself, it was like 2003 when like Nick and Jessica were like the most popular thing. So he was probably looking at Nick's cute little frosted tips and the tank tops and the white True Religion jeans. And he was like, I need to do that. So he's living out that fantasy now. But yeah, that's like kind of like,
it's kind of like how straight guys, their style kind of stops. It stalls at when they were like in their prime. Like if they were like the hottest at 25, whatever they're wearing at 25, they will wear for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like the last time that they felt good, you know, that's probably, you know, well,
I mean, him, like, I guess that works. Yeah. Like as long as they feel good, but yeah, I actually just had a discussion about Jessica Simpson's father with someone else.
Yeah,
in the industry, who was basically saying it's like just not really a secret, but he has yet to
he's like out. I think
say it himself. Yeah, like it's like he is out, but like he hasn't like done like his like people interview about it yet. And like even I don't know if you read Jessica Simpson's memoir, but she kind of talks about it without talking about it in the book. Yeah. She's like, that's his story to tell, and it's like, well,
there you go.
Yeah.
The internet is so crazy today.
Yeah, what's going on the internet? I feel like I just interviewed Cynthia Bailey, and I've been like stuck like editing these like Cynthia Bailey. So I've been in like Cynthia Bailey world all today. So update me.
Ricky Martin was trending.
Yes. Oh my God. Wait.
Ricky Martin has had a seven month long relationship with his 21-year-old nephew. He also was, the 21-year-old is now bringing charges against Ricky Martin, saying that he abused him. He also stalked him and harassed him when they broke up, you know, when he broke up the relationship. He said he didn't take it too well. So he started like loitering outside of his house and kind of harassing him. So, I mean, I think a lot of the allegations I read in People magazine or whatever, they said that he's facing up to like 50 years in prison for like, I guess, I don't know what charges can make you go to jail for 50 years for this, but that's what People magazine was saying. It's
I read
Ricky Martin
that because like the charges are in Puerto Rico, I guess in Puerto Rico it's thinking, like more intense with like sex crimes
and gay sex crimes.
And it's not, you know, probably not very cool to be gay in Puerto Rico
and incest
and incest it's a very like, weird situation.
I was at work and I just like looked at it and I was like, what is he? I wonder why he's trending. And I was like, oh no. It's like that Kris Jenner meme where she's like, looks at the laptop and it just closes it. Yeah, like, I can't absorb this right now. This is way too much for a Friday.
I know, it's a lot. And it's just, I was never expecting this because I always like kind of like looked up to Ricky Martin because he like had that, his gorgeous husband and like the adorable children. And like, it was such like a,
is he not married anymore? I didn't even get that part of the, I guess not.
I thought he was.
Honestly.
But then I guess maybe he left the husband for the 21-year-old nephew. I don't know. This is,
oh my God.
Are they divorced? Did it? Maybe. I'm
living La Vida Loca. Divorce. Wow. The fuck. That's crazy, y'all.
Oh, they split. What? They split in 2020, but that, I didn't think that was his husband. Oh. So he left his husband, had another boyfriend, and okay, and then
Oh my God. I feel like this is only the beginning. We're going to get lots more. I mean, it's like every hour they have a new story about Ricky Martin. Today, it's like, I can't. It's too fucking much.
Yeah. One time I went on a cruise when I was like 16 years old, and it was really dead. And like at the end of the cruise, there was like this like cruise goers, there was like a talent show, and they had to sing songs and like impersonate celebrities. So there was like a Celine Dion and a Britney Spears and a whatever. Well, there was a Ricky Martin too, and they had no one to fill the role of Ricky Martin. So like the gay cruise director like approached me and was like, hey, will you be the Ricky Martin in the show? And so amazing. I was.
You're Puerto Rican, right? Yeah, you're like half.
I'm half Colombian.
Colombian, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't tell. Which is sad. So when the redhead boy got on stage to be Ricky Martin, that was weird.
Yeah. I would do maybe George Michael or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't look like George Michael, but that's just who I would want to do. I'd probably end up doing Prince.
Oh yeah,
that would be good.
And then you could resurrect your Prince costume, Prince with a BBL.
It's hitting. Have you talked to anyone from Real Housewives of New Jersey recently?
Yeah, I actually just did an interview with Dolores and her new man.
Oh yeah, how's everything going over there? I'm hearing so much weird stuff going on in Jersey right now. There's like Margaret and Teresa, really, they're not like just okay. They're like good, good again.
Yeah.
Dolores is not good with anyone and she's fighting everybody, it sounds like. Melissa has no friends. Jackie's hanging out with Teresa. Danielle's somehow back in the mix, I heard. And invited to the wedding. That's what I heard. Dina won't be at the wedding. They're going on an international trip this week or next week, rather. And there's a new girl. And also, Jackie was supposed to be demoted. And I guess now they're thinking about maybe she's been in so much drama that I think that they're going to be forced to make her full time again. It sounds like it's fucking nuts over there.
But yeah, that what I've definitely heard is that Jackie is like absolutely bringing it, and there's just like no way.
Love.
I
love Jackie.
Yeah, I'm really into Jackie, and I feel like especially after last season, like she should be rewarded for, you know, opening up.
Yeah,
vulnerable. Like she, you know, she deserves her flowers. So make her full time. I didn't
understand. Yeah, I don't get people that don't like her. Like, get some fucking taste, y'all. Like, y'all bitches that don't like Jackie need to just like change the channel, because like it's really kind of.
Yeah, it's like it's the people who don't understand what a metaphor is.
Yeah.
Those are the people who don't like Jackie.
But it sounds like fucking crazy. What was Dolores talking about? Her man is nice, by the way. I met him. He's nice.
Met the new guy? Mm-hmm. I've only met him over Zoom. But he seems like a really nice guy. It was a joint interview with Dolores and her man Polly. He had a life-saving heart procedure.
I know, just recently, right?
And so that's what that was about. So it was like pretty sweet and simple. Nothing
hype. And now Dolores has a storyline.
Yeah.
We love. That's love not it. That's not a drag either. Like, Dolores could literally just sit around and eat pizza and smoke cigarettes with her mom in that driveway, and I would still watch. Like, I love them.
And I just find her like so beautiful. Like, there's like something just like she looks, I don't know. She's like a Barbie mom. Like, I just want to be around her all the time. Yeah. Like, there's like, I want her to adopt me.
But it sounds like Melissa's like not having a good time. It's like nobody's hanging out with Melissa. She's got like,
I hope Melissa ends up having a good time, because I don't know how you feel about Melissa, but like, I'm personally, I like Melissa.
She's all right.
I'm a fan. First of all, I think she's
fake as fuck, but I love her. You know, it's like
I'm not
her storylines are fake. I'm not mad at it.
I feel like Melissa is kind of like for the most part says like what the audience is thinking, like what like a sane person is thinking.
Yes.
Like we need her to like narrate those moments and like brings some like clarity to situations. Sometimes I feel like she doesn't offer like so much clarity in like the tsunami of a scene because it's hard to get a word in, but like when she's in front of her like confessional camera, I feel like she always has a great point of view, a great perspective. And it's like, yes, Melissa, like you are right. Also, I just think like Dolores, she is so beautiful. And people will tell me, well, she got a nose job. I don't care. I don't care how she got there. I think she is so stunning. Yeah.
She got good work.
Sister, like cool older cousin energy that like gay boys gravitate towards.
All the like work on Jersey too, by the way, all of it's good. Like even Teresa's work is like, it's like Teresa like leveled up. Like she looks good. Some people,
I think she looks so good. And like, I feel like Teresa's tweaks have been subtle enough where it's kind of like Kim Kardashian where it's like, there is a lot done, but you don't really realize it.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what the season's going to give. I don't know. Sounds fucking nuts.
I know.
Going to be better than Beverly Hills.
You're not into Beverly Hills.
I don't like it. Well, you know what it is? It's like, it's just Diana is so pungent to me. I hate that woman. I can't.
I know. Like, I really
can't get down.
Same.
Actually.
Not a vibe. But,
I was watching it right before we got on here because I put it off. I put it off. I'm like, I gotta fucking watch this. And half of the show is this bitch with this like little tiny Gucci hat. Her head is bigger than the rest of her. It's like, and she thinks that she's like, I don't know what she thinks she's doing, but like she is so, what's the word I'm looking for? She like refuses to like communicate with people in any way that's like conducive to like moving forward and having like, do you know what I mean? Like she's just decided that she doesn't want to engage with like Garcelle and Sutton. And it's like, we can't do this for another 20 episodes. Like this is
right.
It's not, you know what I mean?
I don't think she understands the game. I also don't think that she cares to understand the game because
she's so wealthy.
Like richer than God. And she like doesn't need this. I don't think she'll be asked back, but I think that even if she was, the fans are not feeling her. She's not really getting anything out of this. So like, why would she come back? She literally has no reason to. I think she's a one and done.
Also, like every time they film her in her house, there's just so many people. It's like a ton of young people. It's like first off, her man is so young. And then she's got her son and then her daughter, I guess. And then her son's girlfriend, but they never fully explain who all these people are. And I mix them up. It just looks like Diana's home for the wayward youth. It's like weird people are coming in and out. And I'm just like, and she's sitting around in these like hats with these Balenciaga heels. It's just like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And wasn't there like a rumor about her being like a madam too once, like a Hollywood madam?
Yeah. She was like besties with Epstein and Trump and part of that.
I'm
whole,
so fucking good.
Like, Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know. Also, speaking of Victoria's Secret, I'm so excited to see that documentary. Oh. I think it's on Hulu or Netflix.
Oh,
it literally like surprise dropped yesterday, and basically it's just like exploring Victoria's Secret like problematic past, like pushing this whole like skinny girl situation, and then also the connection to Epstein and Lex Wexner and all that stuff. And anyways, I'm excited about it because I like
they do the American Apparel one. That'll be good.
Oh, yes. That'd I forget juicy. That was so controversial.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The grip that American Apparel had on me when I moved to New York City in 2009.
Mauricio's parents were like on the, like they were at the Hanukkah thing. Yeah. But it just reminded me that like, do you remember his mom?
And how she like loves Trump.
She's nuts. Like she's like, guys, there is like Trump. I forget her name, guys. You'll have to go like Google her, but like there are Trumpers and then there's this woman. And she like in the early days, she's like, she's worse than Siggy. She was like fighting people online.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I actually just discovered this recently and I was really disappointed. Like, cause I'm not loving Kyle this season, but like historically I've been a Kyle fan. I have, I'm basic as hell. And I previously thought that Mauricio was so hot. Like, but then I found out that not only is Mama Mauricio the way, but Mauricio himself has also kind of that vibe too.
Oh, is he?
That's what the word on the street is.
Oh, shit.
I know. So yeah, my Kyle Richards fantasy is quickly crumbling, but her tweets are crazy. There were even some tweets like during 2020 about George Floyd that were just
completely, oh God,
out of line.
Ugh.
It's bad.
That's really why he don't let her film. He let his dad film, but not his mom. Oh my God.
Yeah, I remember when she would film, like, do you remember like the early season? There was this scene where Mauricio's mom was around and Dr. Nassif was there, Adrian's husband, and was like, yeah, babe, you could use a facelift.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get like you in the office.
So good. I kind of miss him.
I love him.
I had a weirdly crush. Yes, I had a weird crush on him, but not
let's get it, Dr. Nassif.
Like, I would.
His brother just died. Did you read that?
No.
His brother just died like unexpectedly, and I don't think we know why yet, but his brother just dropped dead this past week, and he's really heartbroken over it. They were really close. Sorry to bring this podcast.
No, I was trying to think of like who his brother is, because it's like there was some connection. Oh, you know what I was thinking? It's Terry Dubrow's brother is the famous guy who was like a lead singer of a heavy metal band from the 80s. And I was thinking of his brother. I was like, oh my God, not the Quiet Riot singer.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because they're partners, right? Yeah. Oh, well. You know what? Even Terry Dubrow too. Weird crush. I think
he's so cute. I like him.
Drag me all. Sorry.
I'm into him, and anytime I interview him, like, he's just the nicest person on the planet, and I'm like hard eyes for him, which is embarrassing, but I'm whatever, it's me.
Wait, so like we're also the OC. Noella's not gonna come back, neither is Jen. Dr. Jen.
which makes me okay sad, because I
Noella, like,
I became friendly with both Dr. Jen and Noella, and I think that, you know, the drama was so focused on the Noella of it all that like Dr. Jen got a little pushed down.
Dr.
Felt like
Jen did some of your work. You went down to her, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My face is
love.
By Jen.
Right. With the jaw, right?
Yeah. Actually, love. Dr. Jen, oh my God. She was a big part of the lie that I told to surprise Brian with my engagement. Like, it actually was all about Dr. Jen, which is, it's such a wild story. Basically, I was going to propose to Brian in Paris because we were going to Paris. We just got back from Paris a few weeks ago. Mm. I went to Cannes for work for a week, and then we were going to do Paris. And I was like, okay, that's going to be the perfect place to propose. He's going to meet me in Paris, and it's going to be so romantic and wonderful. But then I just kept getting like really scared that I would like lose the ring, or like the ring would get stolen, or like I just had this like irrational fear. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. I'm going to do it before we go to France, and I'm going to do it in Laguna Beach, because we love Laguna Beach. And yeah, I like got us a weekend at the Laguna Surf and Sand, which, if you're familiar with Laguna Beach.
Yes, Laguna Beach. That's where they had, is that the hotel? Is that the
black and white party?
The black and white party.
Kristen wore the white dress, and I called her a whore, even though they said on the invitation, you could wear black or white. Anyways. Yeah. So I was like, let me get a weekend there, and then I'll figure it out. So I got a weekend there. And then I told him, so like my friend who is a rep for Dr. Jen and Bronwyn and like a bunch of the Orange County housewife people, I was like, he just started doing PR for the hotel, Brian. So he's offering us like a couple's weekend. Like, let's just do it.
It's, oh, that's good. Yeah.
Fun. So we went there, and then I was like, and when we go there, I have to interview Dr. Jen for a story. So like, you stay at the hotel, I'm gonna go interview Dr. Jen, and then you're gonna meet me and Dr. Jen for dinner later, and it's gonna be filmed for the show, so you have to look nice. So he thinks I'm interviewing Dr. Jen and meeting us for dinner, and at the last minute I was like, okay, so change the address. I was gonna have him meet us at a restaurant that didn't exist, and then I was like, meet us at this random spot on the beach. And then he walked out, and it was obviously not Dr. Jen or a camera crew. It was like me and these like giant marry me letters, and he was so shocked, because the idea kind of has always been that Brian would be the one to propose, and so I like wanted to like blindside his ass and like to the punch. And I just like, I kind of wanted to take that pressure off of him in a way and just really surprise him. But he was really shocked. And like, then I come to realize the reason he was shocked is because he had been planning to propose to me in Paris the whole time.
There you go. Did he buy a ring too?
Yeah, we ended up literally designing like the same ring. I'll show it to you. It's like, identical oh my God. To the ring that I designed for him. It was like the weirdest thing ever.
That's yeah, so cute. Congratulations, guys. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's been 10 years, which is like 100 years in gay, so it was about time.
Hurry up and get married while you still can.
I know. So we just started putting together like a list of venues. We're gonna go look later this month. We're thinking like a Palm Springs situation. But his mom, Brian's mom, was like, you might want to like run to the courthouse real quick.
Yeah, get that run done real quick, you guys. Yeah. I don't know. It's looking kind of iffy.
I know. I was like, we gotta do it before 2024, at least. But who knows? Anything can happen in a month.
Anything really could. Yeah. Guys, the cowboy has started messaging me or texting me again. I mean, he does every occasionally. Like, he's always in the, what was that?
Does that kind of like always happen in the summer? I feel like the cowboy, like,
it happens like all year round, like every couple, you know, he comes, okay. He just checks in, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. We're like never not talking, you know what I mean? So
never not talking. All right. Talking. So are things getting serious this time? Like, what would need to happen for you to like pursue the cowboy in a serious way?
Well, we'd have to live in the same city first off.
I think. Oh, is he not local?
He's in Texas. Yeah.
Oh, he's a real ass cowboy.
Oh yeah, the cowboy. You know the cowboy stories. He's like, I met him when I went home for Christmas.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't
New York.
Oh,
so yeah.
I have to go to Texas to see him. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not moving back to Texas because they don't have. They're trying to get rid of prep there. I just read an article today. They're just like, they have a lawyer that's literally trying to get rid of. You guys, I'm so tired.
Too much. Yeah.
That's so. They're doing a lot.
How's the cowboy holding up in all that? They're trying to take away prep.
He is doing good. Oh, well, we'll get into all that. I know that's a whole other. Wait, I want to ask you really quick. Sheree Zampino. Sheree?
Yeah, Sheree.
I love her. Sheree.
Love her. She should be full time.
You know, because I was telling everyone this. I think I was talking about it last week. I was like, I knew her from, or don't know her, but like I know of her from Hollywood Wives or Hollywood Exes. Do you remember that like
three-season
long like VH1 show? It was like kind of like a wannabe Housewives show, which is so funny because now she's on the Housewives. Show kind of hit though. Like I'm going to have to go back and watch it now because like she was great on that show. Did you ever see Baseball Wives?
Baseball Wives?
It's like the white trash version of Basketball Wives.
No, yeah. I've never seen it. Was it on VH1?
Yes, VH1. And instead of like Basketball Wives started in, where was it? Miami.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, all the Miami players, like their wives and stuff like that. But Baseball Wives was in like Scottsdale, Arizona, I think, where like that's, I guess.
They have the big training camps there.
Everyone is white trash. I was obsessed. But you guys, if you ever have time, just Google who Anna Benson is. She is this fucking crazy gun-toting. Like she was like married her baseball player. She like baseball player husband, they were like had some crazy romance. He met her in a strip club while she was dancing in like Marietta, Georgia or some shit like that. He plucked her right out of the strip club. She acted like it too, and she would like fight all the women. She's like, I'll beat your ass. Da-da-da. She's just like, it's so good, this show. I'm so pissed that Baseball Wives, no one knows what it is. And
wait, I need to look this up. It's kind of was it kind of like giving Rock of Love in a way? Like
that- it was giving like Rock of Love meets Basketball Wives. Because it was like filmed very much in the same like kind of
that production style.
Vein. Exactly. Yeah. Same production company too as Basketball Wives. It just didn't take off because people weren't ready for white trash. Like they were like, we only like black trash. They were like, we want the black woman acting up and fighting. We don't want to see the white woman doing it. And I was like, no, I want to see the white woman doing it too.
Speaking of
hockey white players' wives.
Oh, that'd be a
Canadian
good.
Version.
Yeah. Totally. You know? I mean, like
golf players' wives.
There's so many white women who are ready to fight. Yeah. I try to revisit Rock of Love because I re-binged Flavor of Love and I Love New York, and I was like, let me transition to Rock of Love, and it was like before 2020, and it was in like you know the Trump era, and. Yeah. Just watching these women, it was just like so triggering because I was like, I bet you anything, all these women are in some like non-Facebook group right now.
Yes.
And I just like, I was like, I can't, absolutely. I can't celebrate these white women right now. But like, you know, now, I mean, the world still fucking sucks. But at the time I was like, I can't do it. But like, I feel like I feel like maybe I could stomach it better today.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like in a safer place now. But the thing is that like Flavor of Love had better
characters.
Like, better characters and like more good seasons. Like it continued being good and it continued pumping out great people from it. Rock of Love to me, like I think after the first season, it got a little too, because it came on after Flavor of Love. So they were already kind of going off of a script that New York had created. You know what I mean? So they just like, you know, you had like Brandy come on and I forget who, Megan.
Yeah. Oh, Brandy. Okay. I think Brandy is from Buffalo where my fiance Brian is from. And she is was a hair washer at a hair salon. And Brian, like my life as a kid was like the hills, the simple life, like you know, the city, a little bit more glamorous. Brian was like a Rock of Love, Flavor of Love kind of kid. Like that was his like Tila Tequila. Like that was like his vibe and his moment. And he's at the salon getting his hair washed and he looks up and like realizes it's the chick from Rock of Love. And I think like when he of course he was like, excuse me, are you Brandy?
Oh my God. She probably gets that.
It was like, she was like, yeah, that's me. It was the best.
So fucking amazing. Honestly, the best people come, well, actually not the best because Rick James is from Buffalo, but you know, I was going to say the best people come from Buffalo. There's a lot of great people that come from Buffalo, but fuck Rick James.
Yeah. There's some nice Buffalonians.
I want to talk to you a bit about Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, the current one, because I want to dive into that. And also, well, I don't want to talk about Real Housewives of Dubai because it's not hitting. I actually gave up on it. I've never done this with the Housewives show. I just gave up.
What was like your
leave me behind
final straw that you're behind. Like,
I can't keep up. It's like, I think it was by episode 3. Nothing's happening. It's performative. I also don't really care about Dubai as a locale. I've talked about this on here. I just like think that like if the human rights issues there, it's just like,
yeah,
I feel like supporting it. It's also just like not a very pretty city to me either. Like it's like
it's
everything.
It's just one giant mall.
Yeah. It just like looks like there's no green anywhere. And I need my cities to also be pretty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even Atlanta is a little good. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's lush. They got some nice parks in Atlanta. Dubai, I'm still watching. I'm interviewing Ayan on Monday.
Okay.
I enjoy her performance, but like you said, like it's a performance. But perform for me. Like I'll still watch. You're gorgeous. You're performing. It's like,
but you
I don't know.
If y'all like it, I love it for you. I'm not watching. My friend Jonathan loves it. He goes up for Chanel Ayan. So is it Chanel Ayan?
Yeah, but she's dropped it to Ayan. Just Ayan. She's like Ayan. Madonna.
Okay, love that.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. So.
Oh my God, gorgeous.
I'll probably watch the reunion. That might be a show where I just like watch the reunion. Yeah, and I'm not through the rest of the season.
And then maybe season 2 will be better. I feel like with like Potomac, remember how like Potomac season 1 was kind of slow?
It was, but it was kooky. Like it was really slow, but it was still giving like kooky energy. And I was like, what is going on here? But like with Dubai, it's a little too perfect. It's like we're rich and we're boring. I'm like, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyways, tell the people about your new podcast, where to find it. Is it already out? Because you
the first episode is out today. So it's called Virtual Reality by Page Six. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, wherever you want to listen to your podcast. It's me and my co-host Danny Murphy. He's a comedian and he's like hysterical. And then I personally am at Evan Real on Instagram.
Yeah. You guys know where to find him. You guys know where to find me. Go over to the B-side, guys. Go to patreon.com/theBList and subscribe there. You can get this bonus episode and all past ones. And we're going to like talk about Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip because I have a couple thoughts. I'm a little bit disappointed in Phaedra's performance right now. It's like up and down for me with the entire cast. One episode, I love one person. And then the next one, I'm like, what is going on? I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. Guys, meet us on the B-side. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.